This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Wow. Your intro is overrated. My response, who hurt you? I mean, they better not be talking about the overrated. Any of the intros.
I don't care which one they're talking about. They're wrong.
Yeah. Water skis from Lake City. We did create water skis here, right?
Darn right we did.
Yeah. Greatest product out of Lake City, my guy Meun, Jeff Meunicki. My Pillow. Wow.
Which version of the My Pillow? Because they got a lot of versions, though.
I just can't. I mean, I'll even put aside what a liar he is about the election. Just what a complete jackass he was over and over again when he came in here and yelled at salespeople. That's when I said, Mike Lindell, lose my number. Hasn't worked out real well for Mike the last couple of years. The Minnesota trolling motor. The Pronto Pup. And Tilt-A-Whirl. In that order. Where do you stand in the Tilt-A-Whirl?
Last time I was on the Tilt-A-Whirl, I barely stood up coming off of it because I was so sick.
Well, sounds like you're kind of soft. Men should be men.
No,
tough guys.
I told you the story. It was Paul Bunyanland in Brainerd last year, coming home from up north, brought the girls down there, and we're standing in line. And I'm
Hello,
watching.
Hello, Dave.
Did we say that?
Oh, yeah,
sure. We did. And they were mesmerized. Unbelievable. We're standing in line because they wanted to do it, and I'm watching this thing go. It's the fastest Tilt-A-Whirl I've ever seen.
Oof.
I mean, they had this thing lubed up, and I'm watching thinking, I am in big trouble.
Not going there.
And halfway through the ride, I'm ready to go. I am just ready to lose all pieces of food that might be in my gut. Barely made it through.
I told you my idea years ago. I think you should be able to get Paul Bunyan to say whatever you want. Like, Molly, if you don't do your homework, I'm coming to get you. You know, just, hey, Lindsay, you're kind of hot. Why don't you dump that loser, meet Paul back here? You know, just.
Really going after the family here.
I mean, yes, let Paul Bunyan say whatever. You know, come on. It's a, hello, Dave. You know, just come on, mix it up a little bit.
Chad, a haircut would be nice.
Exactly. Very down on my hair right now. A vote for Dairy Queen soft serve.
I mean, that's a good one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Did soft serve itself? Or
did we for sure have Dairy Queen here? Did we start Dairy Queen here?
I think they opened up in Minnesota, yeah.
Again, what's your go-to at Dairy Queen?
The Blizzard.
Which one?
If I had to pick one, probably.
You do when you go. You can't just say a Blizzard.
Well, I mean, they have the rotating menu, the seasonal menu now, so it changes and changes. But I'd probably just stick to the standard Oreo.
Peanut Buster Parfait. That's it. Number one. The Frisbee. Did we invent the Frisbee here?
If we did, it's not number one.
Frisbee's kind of overrated.
It's fine.
How are you as a Frisbee expert? Frisbeeologist? Frisbeeing?
I can handle myself with a Frisbee.
You can handle
yourself. I'm no expert, but I'm not going to embarrass myself.
Okay. The Green Giant. Pretty
ho,
big.
Ho, ho.
Yeah. The Green Giant should be saying stuff, too, like, you're going 90. Slow down, because we're all just going through. Right.
Eat more beans.
Yes, yes. Post-it notes. Do we still use a lot of post-it notes anymore, though?
We always have a couple stacks around the house.
Yeah. Are they by the scrapers in the garage?
No, no. Scrapers are in a separate area. Post-it notes are kept in the kitchen.
Do you have a very organized garage?
It should be more organized than this. A lot of shelving.
A lot of shelving. Previous home was very organized. This one, not so. Rollerblades.
That's right.
Did you use the rollerblades much?
I had them as a kid. Wasn't good on them.
Same with me.
I had to, my mom was smart because I was, knee guards, elbow guards, shin and, wrist guards, helmet. And believe me, I used all of them.
You should have been up there as the tin man, you're saying?
I was down more than I was up, I'm sure.
The biggest ball of twine, get out of here. We were just ripping that last week. We're done with it. Spam. A lot of people talking about spam. That was essential in the war.
Sure.
So that's the most important part. I just don't think it tastes any good.
Slice it up, fry it up, it's good.
Best chat stays off. Hey. Hey. Taconite pellets. Considering what we've done with the Iron Range.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty essential, right?
Done well.
Done very well. I miss the State Fair Pillow Huckster version of Mike Lindell. That was the better version, right? As opposed to, I know the election has been stolen, Dominion this, Dominion that. Just, trying to get you to buy like 19 pillows for $4.
Well, just last week we saw a little commercial on it. I assume it was on Fox. Slinging all sorts of kind of pillows. But the standard, remember, Chad, limit 4 per customer. You can only get 4 at a time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The fly swatter.
Is that us?
I'm not sure. I think people are going back to now all inventions. The Nerf ball. That's Freddie Cox, right?
I think so.
Yeah. It's a, as I've established many times
no.
in the show,
mm-mm.
so much better.
No.
And it, give me.
History has spoken on this one,
Chad. If you
Chad.
Told me the Patriots could pick me or Jacoby Brissett, if I was allowed to throw the Itza and nobody was allowed to rush me, or you had to count to 10. Okay, count to 10.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, you can't go, we can't have the one Mississippi, two Mississippi. No, no, we can't have those folks. I'm better than Jacoby Brissett. Put that out there, W-E-E-I.
Zero chance that's true. You can't get an Itza past 15 yards.
Oh, no. I got a hose right here.
No.
I got a cannon.
You're like Peyton Manning in the final years,
no,
just tossing
no,
ducks.
No, I'm Arch Manning. Lucky Charms. Did we invent Lucky Charms?
I think it's a General Mills product.
Yeah. Would you save the charms until the end when you had your Lucky Charms?
No, altogether.
Oh, so wrong. You finish something you're not familiar with, finishing with a flourish, and you save the charms for the end.
No, I like to intersperse, Chad. That way every bite gets a little charm in it.
Pizza rolls. Where do you stand on pizza rolls?
I like pizza rolls.
I do, but shouldn't we be able to cook them long enough that they don't explode everywhere?
Well, you take them out before they explode.
Yeah, but then
once you see the first one start to sizzle, start to bubble out, boom,
I don't
done.
Think they're brown enough at that point.
You've got high impossible standards.
I do. I believe in standards. I believe in pizza roll standards. By the way, you put them in the oven, not the microwave, unless you're really high late at night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dad was very lazy. Always microwave pizza rolls on a Sunday game day. Come on, Dad. You're better than that. And by the way, the fact that they have cheese, pepperoni, sausage, combo.
Too many.
Come on. They all taste the same.
Wow. Yeah, seriously, you're diminishing and belittling pizza rolls.
No, they're delicious, but we don't need all. Just one is fine.
No, it's good. Why? How about one pizza? Is that okay for you, too?
No, it's a little bit different flavor.
Well, no, not to us. Honeycrisp apples. Honeycrisp apples are phenomenal. Where's that bottom feeder Honeycrisp apple hater? Is he left yet?
Are we also going to throw out some platitudes for the other 900 apples the U of M has created?
They're not as good as Honeycrisp. They just aren't.
I'm more of a Red Delicious guy. I'm kidding. Those are disgusting.
Oh, they're so bad.
They're filthy gross.
Well, we can't get to the Electoral College now because I wanted to give we need to give the Electoral College its proper credits. We'll move that to 12:35.
Good thing.
Or no, 1:35.
Good thing it wasn't invented in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, Tim Walz, yesterday at a fundraiser, said, done with it.
Heave-ho.
I thought it was very interesting, though. The Harris campaign came out quickly and said, this is not our official position. Not sure they're thrilled with Tim Walz downplaying the Electoral College 27 days before the election. Right?
Coach went a little far.
Don't please stop. It's just get out of here. Harrelson's are the best. Give me a break. Harrelson's
no.
Cannot even see the Honeycrisp if they have binoculars. Let me tell you my favorite binocular story. We're at the Randy Moss game. Okay? The Moss game, and I'm with Common. And he's been given these binoculars that potentially he might advertise first, and if they work out well, I'll advertise next. Dan's working for the paper, so he still can't. And we're looking at these binoculars. I swear to God, Dave. And it wasn't we had them flipped wrong because we tried it multiple times. And we figure out which side. They made the game further away. I should text him right now. What were the binoculars? I mean, they're the worst binoculars ever. I think he still did the spot, though.
Of course he did.
He wasn't the common man that he was just kind of like, ack-ack-a-dack. He was our flat catcher at that point. Okay, now, because we'll save Walz at 1:35. Rena coming up. Billy Guerin, first appearance of the season. He'll be a regular. I have R&D duties tomorrow, or else we'd have him on the day of the game. Now we get to the Electoral College at 1:35. 2:05, Lindsey Whalen, the victory. I mean, a dominant victory.
Yeah, she's pumped up about it.
Up by 19.5. I thought it was very interesting, too, how Collier went right over to her and hugged her, talked about all the texts she gets from Whalen. So Whalen will talk about that. Then Garth Brooks naming the woman who's accusing him of sexual assault. What are our thoughts on that? Okay, now, the worst Minnesota inventions. Accurate, inaccurate, just to balance it out. The worst, you've given us the coolest, the best, so I'm kind of dubious. Dave still believes overrated, underrated, the song is the greatest invention ever. What do you have for the worst Minnesota invention? 651-461. 9226. Come on, join the fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And it's Dave Harrigan's bumper music theme. Could it be tied to the fact that Chris Schaefer recently, multiple times on this show, and today named our meteorologist? I'm a little dismayed that I wasn't named. I'll be honest. I think I can do it. I wasn't going to wake up in the morning, though. I would have just recorded him, you know, during the night when I can't sleep.
Yeah. You're also just not physically capable, mentally capable.
I can read the charts.
No.
I can't read the charts?
No. I've noticed something about you, specifically on days when you've got golf planned and you see, you know, chance of rain 30%. You get very afraid. You often call for a washout.
No. See,
I think you're one of those weather guys that likes to scare people.
Which makes me prime territory. I'm willing to frighten and exaggerate on storms.
Schaefer's
I'm very mad that Brad did.
Person.
Yeah, Brad did not give me an opportunity.
I don't think you earned it. I think he's heard your forecast the last several years here and said this guy just doesn't have the chops.
When I spend 7 seconds on the forecast when it's nice out like today, we might get 22 seconds total in the forecast today.
It's pretty good.
It's perfect outside. I mean, what else is there to say? But great, Chris is a tremendous human being, great hire by the station. What is our bumper music theme today?
Well, last night the sun went down. Connecticut sun. So that's our theme, the sun going down.
Now, I want to tell you something. The sun goes down each day. You're aware of this, right?
I know how it works.
Yeah. So why is the theme today, the sun goes down?
The Connecticut sun, Chad.
Mm-hmm.
They went down.
So you're mocking a team of professionals and their loss.
No, I'm actually trying
celebrating.
To lift up our Minnesota Lynx, taking joy in their victory and the fact that they beat a team called the Sun.
Weak name, right?
Terrible name.
Terrible.
Why do you think Lindsay came over here?
Yeah.
She forced a trade.
Not because she's from here.
No.
Not because the team was just starting to put together. I can't be any team called the Sun.
Yes. There's already a Suns, first of all, in the NBA. That's a bad name. To double down on it? Come on, Connecticut. I thought you were better than that, but I'm not
sure. You
don't
like the Phoenix Suns?
No.
Well, apparently you hate astronomy. Worst inventions, the Honeywell's bomb factory. Yeah. I live not too far from there. There's a mom and a science. The Odyssey app. Truth hurts. Milky Way candy bar. Milky Way. Not that good.
That's a fine candy bar.
Not that good. We'll get to our candy list in a couple weeks. The First Kiss apples, U of M. Can't touch the Honeycrisp, can it?
No, it's not a terrible apple.
These are awful inventions from Minnesota. We gave you great inventions in the first segment. Hypothermia.
That was us.
And ketchup. Thank you. Thank you. Timeshares in Minnesota in January. Let's see. Twister. Did we invent Twister?
I saw that, yes. We had some, I don't remember where or when or who it was, but Twister was invented here.
When's the last time you played Twister?
A couple months ago. The girls have it.
The girls like it?
Yeah.
Could Uncle Chad come over and play Twister?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't think you'll last long.
You think you're better than me?
I do think.
Well, you're 5'2". I mean, how many things can you reach?
5'9½", Chad. I'm very limber. I've seen you stretch and... There ain't much stretch.
Worst Minnesota invention. KFA and the theme restaurant ahead of its time. Well, I don't know if it's the... Well, yeah, that was the one where Mick was like, look, I'm making you guys stars. Yeah. Actually, Mick, we made you stars, you know, star, but it's another way to look at it.
Putting our name on a burger, thanks.
Yeah, yeah, and just big pictures of us. Yeah, KFA and the restaurant did not last very long.
No.
Yeah, it was... It was a short run. The Minnesota goodbye. Yeah, I don't participate in that.
Not a fan.
I do not participate in that at all. I am the maestro of the Irish goodbye. One of my closest friends on the planet, Dermot Cowley, now a grandfather, by the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations to the entire family. I'm better at the Irish goodbye than he is, and he knows it.
And that's why he's had to call you out a few times.
Numerous times. Hot dish. Horrible. Thank you. I'm bummed he's leaving WCCO News. He's not leaving WCCO News.
No.
He's not. He's doing both. Zubas. Yeah, Zubas were awful.
They had a nice moment, though.
No, they were terrible.
They had a nice moment.
Well, they had a moment, but it was a moment of bad taste. Okay, that's what it was. From, where's she from again? Pennsylvania? Even though she's really from
yes,
Ohio?
Yes, just outside of Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, let's just go Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh zone. Rena. Sargentopoulos, next. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you? Ooh, that was quick. Oh, switching to Bluetooth, potentially. Bluetooth switching.
Sorry about that.
No problem. No problem. Are you in a Tesla Cybertruck right now?
Why, yes, I am. No.
No. Do you agree with us, Dave and I are in agreement, the ugliest vehicle ever produce by the United States of America, the Tesla Cybertruck.
It is so incredibly ugly. Like it's almost like it was purposely made that ugly just to prove a point.
Yes.
That people will buy it just because. Like, I'm going to make this as dumb-looking as possible, and you're still going to buy it.
I see them, Harrigan, frequently. Don't you?
Yes, there's one in my neighborhood.
Why don't you go over and ask that person some questions? What were you thinking when you purchased this?
You want to look like you were driving a giant, oversized, dented dishwasher?
Yes.
Because that's what it is.
It's a dishwasher idea that was rejected, and they put an engine in it, and now it is working. So I thought of you today, downtown a little earlier than normal. So I picked up some breakfast down here at Hen House. Have you had a chance to eat at Hen House?
I don't think so. It doesn't sound familiar to me.
It's fabulous. It's the old Peter's Grill location. Big fan of Hen House. I get the kitchen sink. You know, I just everything's thrown in there. Like it. A bread option. If you can have a bread option, what is the best bread option for Rena Sargentopoulos?
Ooh, good question. I love myself at breakfast time an English muffin.
Guess what I went with today? The English muffin. Dave Harrigan is not happy with either one of us. Go ahead, Dave.
It's bottom of the barrel. There is no worse breakfast bread option than the English muffin.
He hates England, apparently. I mean,
and their muffins.
Their crannies, like nooks and crannies. Like, how could you go wrong?
You know what a muffin is? A muffin is delicious. Calling it an English muffin like you're somehow thinking you're improving on the muffin. England, get out of here with that.
It really doesn't look like a muffin, though.
No.
Can we agree with that?
And you know what? If you've got nooks and crannies, that means you're stealing my bread.
In other words, Dave is also gets Swiss cheese. He's like, he wants cheese that's full.
Yeah. Don't give me the holes. I can find air anywhere.
I want a discount on the holes in my Swiss cheese. I mean, I think he's got a valid point there. But no,
he does have a valid point there.
Yeah. Now, we're both big fans of the biscuit, but most places don't offer you a biscuit as a breakfast option. I think I want to put you in charge of that, Rena. Bring biscuits back.
Bring the biscuit back? Okay, two things. One, Chick-fil-A has biscuits for breakfast. You're welcome.
That's true.
Another place we disagree with, London and England, because biscuits to them are cookies.
Yeah. Again, they're wrong on that one, though. I mean, come on.
Right.
It's like places that call all pop Coke. No.
Yeah, no.
First of all, it's pop, not soda.
Atlanta does that.
Yeah,
what kind
Atlanta.
Of Coke do you want?
Atlanta. Overrated. That's my most overrated city. It's either Atlanta or Houston. And I know they're devastated because they both have, like, you know, what, 10 million people there? It's really caused them to be back on their heels. So I'm at Hen House. I pay with a credit card. I jaywalk across the street. I'm an excellent jaywalker. What kind of jaywalker are you?
I don't know if I've ever categorized myself.
Disappointing. That's really
yeah, one way or the other.
Dave, that tells us a lot, that she doesn't label herself as a proficient, mediocre, or below-average jaywalker. You, Dave Harrigan, as a jaywalker, you are?
I think I'm outstanding as a jaywalker.
Thank you.
Rena sounds like someone who's scared to jaywalk.
Tepid.
Yeah.
Timid.
You know, sticks that toe into the street and...
You aren't the type of person who pushes the button at the light, are you? Because the button doesn't control anything.
Okay, you are incorrect, first of all. The button does control.
No, it doesn't.
Total placebo.
It makes the light change faster.
Oh, baloney. Okay, if it does, it shouldn't. I'm sorry. If there's a bunch of cars coming and one person, Rita walks up there, pushes the button, so now all the cars have to stop for one person to cross the road? I mean, that's chaos.
Well, I don't think that that's how that works. But I do think it's like, okay, we're going to change. It's kind of like when you pull up to a light, the weight of your car says, okay, there's someone here waiting. So the light changes at a different cadence. When you press the button to walk across the street, it lets the traffic
gods know that there's someone that needs to cross the street. Also, when the lights
are they really that busy? How do we know how busy they are? You know, maybe they're on time. That you know they don't really need to cross any sooner than just the normal pattern.
The lights also make you safer because it alerts drivers that there is someone actually in the crosswalk.
She's afraid to jaywalk.
Why are you anti-light?
That's what we've Dave, we've discovered it. She's afraid to jaywalk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll sometime. You know. Leave the suburbs, come on down to mean downtown, and Dave will teach you how to jaywalk.
That sounds like a fantastic
idea. should we call you, like follow up on that, or just wait for you to call us?
No, right now, let's put it on the calendar. Let's get a date. God.
Okay, so I pay for my food, I get across the street, and I realize I don't have something. I left my wallet there. And just as I'm jaywalking back to get it, they're calling me. So I remembered quickly. Now, I was a dope, again, a dope for leaving it there in the first place. But I thought of you. I thought, this is something that Rena would do. Am I wrong to think you would do something like this? Or should I still classify you in the lane of injuring yourself?
Oh, no. That is absolutely something I would do. I'm the person that will have, like, at work last week, we had a station-wide Zoom meeting, and I was, of course, the person that had to eventually just hang up because things were going so wrong that I was just like, I need to end this misery now, and I just hit the end button to make it go away.
Were you causing feedback noise issues when this was going on?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Dave, you don't want to be that person. I mean, are we talking 100 people, 200 people on this?
I don't know, but only some people know. There was some swearing going on in the background.
Oh.
And then I didn't have my glasses, so I couldn't find the mute button. So I started running through the house, and my video's on. And so all anyone could see is my ceiling and hear swearing. And then I went into the bathroom and shut the door. And then the light was off, so I really couldn't see anything. So I just, like, I hung up. I was like, I'm out. Good luck, everybody, with this meeting, but I'm out.
I'm in for a nominal amount to a charity of your choice if you can get that video to me. I mean, Dave, we need to see that.
That would be very nice
just
to see.
F-words flying, screen upside down. Where are my effing glasses? Oh, and then all of a sudden, blank. Okay. Worst thing Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 has ever lost. And is your daughter the correct answer?
No, my gosh. I'm not a monster. I probably lost lots of things. I currently cannot find a pair of eyeglasses that I bought. I have no idea where they are. I lost my AirPods once.
That's not bad. Now, are these...
That's not bad?
Okay. Are these distance glasses? Are they cheaters? What are they?
They're reading glasses, but they're prescription, so they're not like $20 from the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I made the mistake. My hearing is going the wrong way quickly. My vision, my distance vision, I'm 20/15. I have no idea why. I once had glasses for about a year. Some weird boomerang effect, it came back better. I'm like Superman, right?
Huh.
But then my eye doctor told me, you know, maybe you want to start wearing cheaters 3-4 years ago. He goes, you might not need them. Once I started wearing them, my eyes just got used to it. I now have like five pairs of those cheaters. So if I lose one, boom, there's another one. I mean, I'm also capable of walking around the house, one on my head and one tucked in the shirt.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, Harrigan's looking at me like I'm 194 years old.
It's because you are.
Yeah, I am.
That's fair. Me too.
Dave today is an embarrassment to all parents all across planet Earth.
Excuse me?
He is celebrating his daughter's birthday, but it's not her birthday. It's her half birthday.
Okay, I know about this, and I'm on board with him.
Oh, get out of here.
Thank you.
get out of here.
Thank you very much.
I mean, how about quarters? How about eighths?
Well, that's lunacy, Chad.
Okay, where do we stop?
You stop at half.
Oh, and who decided that?
Me.
Okay, you and Rita decided. Did you meet?
Yeah, we're on the International Birthday Council. We had a meeting, and we, you know, put that down. It's on a tablet somewhere.
So you're not just on the American Birthday Council. You're on the International Birthday Council.
That's right.
By the way, are you driving in a wind tunnel? I mean, it's very, very windy.
No, maybe my car is just not soundproof. Maybe I don't drive a fancy machine like you do.
Yes. Pinto. I've got the old Pinto. So you got to Molly. First of all, she's a delight.
Of course she is.
Your children clearly are from your wife. Nothing to do with you. Every time I see them, they're beautiful and kind and sweet. But you got to toughen up here.
No.
The half birthday. Well, so when will this stop? When she's 40?
God. If she wants to stop it then, great.
No, I'm
on board.
I'm not talking about her. This is a parental decision.
No, it's not a huge thing. She got to pick what she wants for dinner tonight. We're getting some cupcakes. That's it. It's not like we're throwing all the presents at her. But her older sister is born 3 days after Christmas, which is a garbage time to have a birthday.
It's a tough
especially
one.
When you get older and you want to have friends over and no one's available because it's all the Christmas. So we started saying, you know what, for you, we'll have a half birthday celebration. You can invite the kids over in the summer. We'll do a little something. And so now, you know, you do it with the 7-year-old. You got to do it with the younger, too. So we're, you know, hey, she wants mac and cheese and cupcakes. Let's do it.
I want mac and cheese.
But apparently
and
you hate
too.
Kids.
Yeah, that's it. Who doesn't want mac and cheese? If you're in gets mac and cheese and cupcakes, you need to leave. When will you end the charade at your house for half birthdays?
Me?
Yes.
I don't celebrate it, but I understand why Dave does because of his daughter's birthday being in December and then not being able to, or in January or whatever the day is, 3 days after Christmas. So it's end of December. But because my daughter's birthday
calendarologist
is like Thanksgiving. Well, yeah, right. Well, but math's not my forte, friend. My daughter's birthday is around Thanksgiving. In fact, next year it will actually fall on Thanksgiving. She's ridiculously excited about that for some reason.
I would be too.
It's like a turkey, but it's hard to have friends. Like, you can't do anything outside. So we don't celebrate her half birthday, but when Dave told me why he does it for his daughter, I was like, that's actually genius. And you do have to do it for the little one.
You sent me a text. You sent me a text right afterward and said, God, he's soft. I mean, that kid gets to do whatever he wants. I probably should have kept that part quiet, but I didn't.
Yeah.
We're going to get you a sound booth next time.
Won't be in the car next time.
Yeah.
How's that?
Do you like this? Now, Dave, maybe we like the sound a little bit.
The natural sound.
The gnat sound. We like the gnat sound. All right. Enjoy your day. And we'll give you some dates on how teaching you how to jaywalk. And we'll await your response.
Okay. Keep waiting.
See ya. Rena with us. Check it on at Care 11. Pretty much constant. 4, 5, 6, 10. She's always up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.